again actually brings anyone closer to making a deal with the United States.
ABC's Rachel Scott, the White House shifting positions on weapons to Ukraine, now saying they will be sent. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Governor Evers' recently signed budget includes the establishment of a state film office and will offer TV and film production tax credits. Action Wisconsin founder Katie Heil says that will help attract and retain talent in Wisconsin.
Without the film incentives in place, they would have to go somewhere else to find work. And all that talent will stay and work in Wisconsin. Hopefully, all those graduates will stay and work in Wisconsin now, because we know the projects are there and they're going to need crew.
Under the new budget, $5 million in film tax credits will be offered every year. Two people are dead and a third injured in an incident in rural Portage County. Officers were called to a home in the town of New Hope on Sunday. They found one person dead in the yard and another inside the home, both with gunshot wounds. A third person who was armed approached officers as they were investigating and did not comply with orders to drop their weapon. They were shot and taken to the hospital for treatment. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 67 right now.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:01 on Tuesday morning. As a reminder, text and let us know your thoughts about bathroom camping and what is your favorite bear food. Text us, let us know, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. We want to know what your favorite bear food is. Here's to Paul, Heart and Soul on Max FM.
Tear in my heart as you walk over by. Official love when your head is high. maximum hits for the Dells. 99.7 Max FM.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 8:09 on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. Today, it will be mostly sunny, a high of 82. A chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Those shower and thunderstorm chances continue into the evening. Partly cloudy with a low of 63. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high of 81. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mostly cloudy with a high of 85. Currently 67 degrees and partly cloudy outside the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Emily, look at this amazing view from our studio today.
I know, and I am so glad to be in studio. I love being in the Weicker Great Day Building. I love being here in person. It's so much fun, trying to make it happen as much as possible. I'm spending some time up here to do the morning show in person, to be part of the Stock County Fair out of the Red Circus Wagon that's from Water for Elephants, which is like so celebrity. I love it, love it, love it. The square is beautiful. The sun's shining. I thought it was going to rain all day. It looks like it's only maybe going to dribble a little bit this afternoon, maybe. I don't know, but it doesn't look like anything but blue skies, green trees, green grass. sunshine and beautiful downtown Baraboo. Like, there's planters in every corner. There's beautiful, like, hanging baskets. I mean, such a beautiful community. We are so lucky to be here. So it's a great day.
It is.
What day is it? Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday, yes. And so the Saucony Fair is underway. Again, you can stop on out. You'll see us out there starting Wednesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Emily will be co-hosting with me tomorrow. So, yes, you'll have Emily and Dave in the morning and then Emily and Dave in the afternoon into the evening.
Is that going to be an overload for people?
It might be. You know, and when I'm at the fairgrounds, I'm going to warn you, I do goof around out there. Even with one arm, I do goof around out there. And so, yes, I have a lot of fun with it. So it's going to be a good time to be out there. We're going to be giving away some Max FM swag. So stop by. Say hi. And again, we're going to make it easy on you. We'll announce on the radio what we're doing. I'm finalizing the various ticket giveaways we'll be doing. So we'll be giving away some tickets to some shows and some other events in the area. We will not. I had someone ask me, Milwaukee County Zoo. No Milwaukee County Zoo this year. I know everyone, that's a popular thing. We will not have those, so we do not have those this year, unfortunately, but we have some other cool prizes and tickets that we are giving away, so I'm excited about some of these. I'll be brutally honest with you, so I'm excited about our new broadcast setup as well, so great things are happening.
I've never done anything like this before, so I am so excited. I mean, I've been, you know, in and around the world of media throughout my adult life, but I have never gotten to broadcast from a fair from a circus wagon.
It's going to
be Dave and Emily in the morning and Dave and Emily in the afternoon.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. This is going to be wacky. And we might be a little slap happy because it's going to be a little bit of a long day for everybody. So
it's a very long day tomorrow because my day will start about 5 in the morning. And it'll get done about 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
And so remember, he's one-armed Dave. So that's even twice the work physically with less than all the limbs working. So
it's all good.
Come and see us, though. We want you to come and wave to us. I mean, I can't speak for the rest of the days, but tomorrow, Wednesday, I will be down there with Dave from 3 to 8. So please come and wave at us in the wagon. And if you wave at us and you want us to, we'll be like, hey, Angie. Hey, Paul. Hey, whoever is waving. We'll like shout you out on the radio. It'll be super fun.
And we'll hopefully have some interviews with the 4-H kids. That's always something fun that we enjoy doing as well. So it's just a great time to be out there. The weather's going to be perfect tomorrow and on Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. Thank goodness it's not going to be as hot as it was last week.
No,
can you imagine?
Kidding.
We would be straight up cooking in a circus wagon.
Oh, I can.
We would have been melty.
I can imagine. Trust me. Been there, done it. We have a big fan in there as well. So, but it's not going to be as nice as it is in the Max FM studios, but it'll be okay. I'm looking forward to it. No, this is great.
It's so
this is comfortable.
Here.
King is under the desk here, just all happy. I gave him treats this morning. So,
he's living his best life.
He is. He's a happy dog. So, yes. And speaking of dogs, most dogs don't have a lot of decisions to make.
No.
They usually have the same meals each day and they don't go to couch. But that doesn't mean dog owners don't make a lot of choices on their behalf, Emily. What's this new report say?
This is cray cray. Okay, new report says that the average dog owner makes 27 decisions per month based on their pet.
That's it? Only 27?
Dave's like, I made 27 decisions just today based on Stout. Actually, already I'm thinking about the decisions I've made so far this morning based on my dog. I'm easily at like over 5 and it's only like 7:30 or whatever in the morning. 8:15 in the morning. I've easily made 5 to 10 decisions already based on my dog this morning and it is 8:15. So think about that for a second. Roll that around in your brain because that's really kind of, that's a lot. this is funny and true. The average dog owner supposedly cancels social plans 4 times per month because their dog can't go. And they typically cut plans short 6 times a month because of their dog. So this is absolutely 100% true. I mean, King is a little guy. You know, he showed up in our lives not even a year ago. I used to have big dogs. This little fluffy white dog is really probably not what people would picture Emily's dog to be, but I love him so much. He is so incredibly smart. He is so sweet. And because he's small, he gets to go to all kinds of places that my big dogs probably wouldn't have been allowed. So I don't necessarily change my plans as much because my dog can't go, but I certainly used to when I had big dogs. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And see, that's the thing. Dogs can also impact their owner's work routine and work location. especially when they have flexible schedules. I mean, a surgeon is going to cancel a procedure just because their dog looks lonely. But the report compared how dog ownership changes based on whether or not people have children. And surprisingly, people without kids are more likely to spoil their dogs and consider their dogs children.
Oh, Stout.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stout, definitely. But here's the thing with Stout. He is such a good dog. I do bring him in here. I brought him in recently because of my injury, but I do bring him into the building. He gets to go see other people in the building, our neighbors and so forth, and he appreciates being here. And when he's in studio, he's a perfect angel. We have someone come in that's a client that needs to hop on, do some recording. He sits down in the chair next to me and looks at him like, okay, you can record now, instead of goofing around like he would at home. He acts like a professional in the office. And so now, you know, we do spoil our dog. I fully admit that. And he's spoiled even more because with our sleeping situation, I can't sleep in a bed. So I'm using the living room as my bedroom, and we've got a recliner. And again, thank you to Slumberland for helping us out with that and delivering it the same day. We appreciate them because that is such a great thing to be sleeping in. And now the dog is sharing the room with me. He had been sleeping in bed with Wendy, and then we made a decision to have him out there with me. And we're finding that, like, this morning when I woke up and couldn't fall back asleep, he crawled up in between my legs and lay down on top of me so I would fall back asleep.
Oh,
so
they do help put you back asleep.
They do.
They really do. Yeah.
And he slept there and didn't move for hours. And then it was time to get up, and he looked at me, do we have to get up? I'm like, yes, we do, buddy. And so, yes, they do impact those decisions. But, you know, now the other thing, Emily, they talk about toys. What do you see on this last part of this?
Well, this is not coming to any type of surprise for me. They're also people that is are also more likely to drop money on treats, toys, and quote fun things. Also higher quality pet food. True, actually just switched to a higher quality pet food just like 3 days
ago.
That's absolutely true. Yep. I don't know about but I just a different one because I didn't think he was getting enough of what he needs because he always wants vegetables and fruit. It's so cute. So I found one that has that built in, which is great. Yeah, and he's loving it. Of course, dog beds.
Yeah.
Quote, dog furniture and personalized accessories. Accessories like engraved tags. Yes. And monogram blankets. Okay, no. The other things, yes. Monogram blankets, not so much. But some people have all the things. All the things. And you know what? All the things are available. You can get like little bunk beds and chaise lounges and like all these special little beds that are high up for little dogs. Or I mean, stairs that go up to your bed, like stairs right. that go into the car, like all the things.
And that's important as they get a little bit older, which I totally get. I mean,
yes.
Does Stout have any special beds? No, he's got a dog bed. He sleeps in our bed. I mean, and he sleeps,
we
let him on the furniture. Yeah, he loves the new recliner. One day I came out, and he's in the recliner sound asleep and looks at me like one eye opens, like, you're not going to kick me out of here, are you?
They do one eye open. King does the one eye open, too.
Yeah.
Just to check on stuff, but, like, not committing.
Yeah, like, I'm not really awake, but I'm kind of watching you. So I'm like, okay, nope, that's fine. I'll go sit on the couch. And he looks at me like, what are you doing all the way over there? And so, but it is funny because we do allow him on the furniture because he does behave. And so, yeah, he is allowed on the furniture. There's nothing wrong with that. And he behaves himself, and now the new recliner, yes, I share that with him, or he shares it with me, depending on how we look at it, but no, we do not have monogram blankets. We have his regular dog tags, but he does not get a dog furniture. I mean, he shares the furniture with us.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
that's the thing. You can spend a lot of money on getting your dog a special this, that, and the other thing, and the fact is they just want to be next to you. So if you're going to let him on the furniture, don't buy him their own special fancy stuff, because they're not going to use it. They're just going to come on the couch with you.
Right, exactly. And that's the other thing. That's what happens is they get to share that furniture with you and they want to be close to you. And so there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. Each pet owner to their own, obviously. But he's comfortable and he's not technically a lap dog. That's the other thing with Stout. Our last Springer Spaniel was definitely a lap dog. Stout is not. The other night, he was a lap dog. He did climb up into my lap and was very happy to be in there. But he does not sleep in my lap normally, Emily.
No, you know, when you're injured or sick or got something going on, the animals know. They come around you and need to be closer to you, and they oftentimes will curl up, you know, near or not like on the injured part of you or, you know, part that's unwell, but they will definitely get closer to it and monitor you and like make sure that you're feeling as good as you can considering your situation. So it's really quite incredible what they are able to do in just their nearness in terms of taking care of you, making you feel cared for, because they just need to be by you.
They do, and that's the cool part. And even our goofball, who is such a wild animated dog, he knows when something's not right. So he is definitely, you know, learning, and that is a good thing as well. Emily, we'll be back in a few minutes. We better play a little bit of music, and this song seems appropriate. We're going to play a little Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. I mean, this is such a great song, isn't it?
It is. I love this song. This was, I don't know what year this came out, but I remember coming out on the radio when I was a little kid, and I would just like run and dance all over the house, and I still do it. Never got old.
Exactly. Katrina and the Waves on Mix FM.
Cause I just can't wait till you ride me.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:27 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We're going to take a look at what's going on at the Sauk County Fair today. It is entry day for registered and open class exhibits, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. The commercial building opens with fair vendor displays. Some food vendors will be open today as well. 5 p.m. is Junior Fair Dog Show in Progress Hall, a free event. The main event, 6:30 p.m., Farm and Antique Tractor Pull with local semis, Southwest Wisconsin Area Pullers Incorporated. Grandstand tickets are just $12 for adults. Kids 6 to 12 are $5. Kids under 5 are free. You can also get a pit pass. And then 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., the beer stand is open. The Litcher Pavilion, no cover charge. And house party with DJ Travis Stebbins until 12:30 tomorrow morning. Stop on. Oh, I know one of the food trucks is serving breakfast out there as well. Saw the pictures of that. I saw brisket and breakfast together. I am hungry thinking about that. So, yeah, that'll be fun. Again, don't forget, 99.7 Max FM will be broadcasting live on location starting Wednesday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. through Saturday. Stop on by. Say hi to us in the Big Red Circus Wagon. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Coming up next, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers dominated the Dodgers in Milwaukee last night, 9-1. Six scoreless innings pitched by Freddy Peralta. The bullpen held up. Home runs by Christian Yelich. And newcomer, first baseman Andrew Vaughn, manager Pat Murphy.
That's how we have to play. We have to take our walks when they're there. We have to run the bases, play defense, take your walks, then you get a knock, and then you get another knock. And then once in a while, you pop one. That's who we have to be.
The Dodgers have now lost 4 in a row. On Friday, they lost at home to the Astros 18-1. We spoke to Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We got to pitch better. We got to defend better. We got to take more competitive at bats. We're just not doing any of those things right now. So, yeah, you look back 4 or 5 days ago, things look more positive, but this is a time for us to kind of look at ourselves and be better.
Game two tonight, Clayton Kershaw on the mound for LA against the Brewers rookie, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the low 80s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 67 right now.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Nonstop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
for tonight.
Mornings with Dave and Emily on your Tuesday morning. It is 8:36. Coming up in 3.5 minutes, we'll be celebrating calendar days. There are some good ones on here, and there's always food ones. Brian Adams on Max FM.
I need to feel your touch.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:39 on a beautiful Tuesday morning. We'll take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny, high of 82. A chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Those shower and thunderstorm chances continue into our evening. Partly cloudy, a low is 63. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 81. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 83. On Friday, shower and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 85. Taking a sneak peek into Saturday, I've had people asking me, afternoon shower and thunderstorm chances, partly sunny, a high of 81, and those chances continue into Saturday night. Currently 68 degrees, partly cloudy outside the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios in downtown Bearwood Corner of 3rd and Oak. Emily, the streets are filling up this morning.
Yeah, it's amazing to see what happens downtown here on this square come just about the 8 o'clock when that you know, bell tolls. All of a sudden, there's like people out, cars around, the cops are driving by. There's all kinds of action. So it's a beautiful day. It's such a lovely view here. This building, this location, this studio, everything about it is just so sweet and so delicious and so wonderful. Just like everything at the fair. Oh, segue.
I know.
Tell us about your favorite foods, favorite fair foods. I think we've talked a little bit about mini donuts and we've talked about funnel cakes.
Yes, we have. Ice cream.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's not a lot of times that I'm not like a super, I like a good Chicago dog, and that's pretty much where I'll need to go in terms of like wanting to have the food as in a hot dog. But one other way I really like a hot dog is a good old fashioned corn dog with tons of yellow mustard. So I'm down with that. I hope they have those at the fair. Yeah, I'm sure they will.
I am sure they would. There's corn dogs out there. Those are absolutely delicious. I mean, those are one of my favorites.
Totally. It's cornbread wrapped in a hot dog. Like, how can you go wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly. Mini donuts, I always love those. I mean, when I see that brisket egg sandwich that's happening out there this morning, it's a very good thing I am not out there because I wouldn't even be on the air right now. I'd be like, brisket egg sandwich.
We talk about brisket a lot.
We do. Well, I like smoking. I mean, I'm talking about smoked meat, of course.
But it's also that brisket that shows up in the building that is now a fan favorite. And now that brisket that you and Patrick munch on here and there because it's so delicious made it all the way up near Ely, Minnesota, where I was 2 weeks ago, where we have a station. I wasn't in the station. I was doing some of the things up there enjoying the wilderness way, way, way up north. But that brisket made it up there. And some folks that we ran into that are from the East Coast were eating it, and they were going crazy for it. So, yeah.
Brisket beef jerky. Oh, my goodness.
It's brisket beef jerky. Sorry, it's not just brisket. That's what it's called, right? Brisket Co. or something?
Yeah, something like that. Brisket Co. And, oh, my goodness, it's good. I mean, I've got the picture on my phone. I've got to order some of that. That is good. One of my favorites is beef jerky. You know, it's also so many good foods out there. And it is, today is July 8th. And it's National Ice Cream Sundae Day. That looks so good. And we're talking about ice cream out at Saucony Fairgrounds. There's homemade ice cream out there. 4-H has ice cream. Enjoy the ice cream. I mean, chocolate, caramel, butterscotch, and strawberry. Can you tell that I am hungry for ice cream?
I think an egg sandwich with brisket and an ice cream on the side is exactly what
Wait till tomorrow when you see me out the fairgrounds. You're going to be like, oh, gosh, Dave, that doesn't look the best for you. You're going to be like, uh-huh.
Well, the nice thing about fair food is it's usually walking food, and you can even have it with the one arm. So I think you're going to be all right. I try to eat healthy, but, man, going to fairs, that's the time where all bets are off. Just go ahead. Eat whatever you want, you know, go on the ride, see how sick you can make yourself, have an adult beverage, and just have a good time. I'm not sure I know there's going to be some great music there. I'm just so excited. So, yeah, tomorrow, Dave and I are going to be doing the morning show here at studio, and then we're going to be doing the afternoon show in the circus wagon and at the Suck County Fair. I cannot wait. We might even have some chocolate with almonds, maybe, because it's National Chocolate with Almonds Day today, so maybe we'll have that today leading into the fair snacks. I don't know.
You might, and it's Be a Kid Again Day, and be like a kid when I'm all goofing around, you know, that's how I roll, and so Be a Kid Again, and, you know, Wendy will be broadcasting live with me out there as well, And when her and I get together out there, we have a lot of fun as well. So I know for sure Emily's out there. I know Wendy's out there. So we'll see who else is out there.
It's going to be, well, you know what? Let's just keep them on the edge of their seats because, you know, they don't know who's going to show up.
No,
I mean,
we
just
don't
roll
know.
By that circus wagon and you might not know who's going to show up in there. It might be great. It might be a surprise.
I'm the boss and I don't even know who's going to show up. I mean, that's the funny part is I know Corey Hartman wanted to be there, but his schedule is insanely busy. I mean, he's all over the Midwest this week. And so you never know. I mean, if he's out there, I'm going to push his buttons on the elephant ears because there's a difference between elephant ears and then the other fried ones. And so, yes, I mean, I get him going every year on this. And then there's a whole diatribe on it. And our good friend Brandon Wagner likes to pick on us about that as well. So, yes, Brandon, we know you are here and give us grief for complaining about the elephant ears or lack thereof. But, you know, we're guilty of it. But that's how we roll.
So many food things. There's another food thing. We are doing calendar days right now, but we can't help ourselves. We're getting excited about the Sauk County Fair and all the great food that they have out there on each day of the fair all week. Today, July 8th, though, is National Blueberry Day. So I don't think they're going to have any blueberries at the fair, but we do need to balance out some of that fair food with some health food. And blueberries are so good for you. There are so many things. They like boost your immune system. They're good for your brain. They are a super, super food. So eat some blueberries, folks.
I bet you could get blueberries on top of the funnel cakes.
Oh, I bet you can, actually. I bet they do have it. You know what? They deep fry everything nowadays. I mean, obviously, the Wisconsin State Fair is, like, you know, famous for all the stuff they deep fry. I bet they deep fry some blueberries. Not that I want them that way, but you know what? Why not? Give it a shot.
They had deep fried Oreos out there last year and deep fried Twinkies. And yes, I did try them in case anyone's curious. And so that's the other thing that will happen when I'm out there. I will wander away from our wagon to go look at the food and see what's out there. Yeah. I mean, that's a given.
Hopefully we'll get back and be able to do the David Emily show for the afternoon. But we might be wandering around and we might be eating.
You never know. I mean, and we're going to be in the food truck area. They're changing up a little bit this area.
We're going to be near all the food?
We're near all the food trucks.
Maybe I'll just stop eating right now just to, like, wait for tomorrow.
Yeah. I know for sure Jose's is out there. Screaming Zeman's trailer is out there as well. And they're the ones who have breakfast out there. So I know for sure those two I saw out there while we were out there yesterday. Not that I'm scoping out the food or my meals for the next 5 days. No. Not at all. I mean, it's also, you know, National Freezer Pop Day.
And that's definitely a be a kid moment.
Yes, it is. Those are good. And they have adult versions of those too.
They do. Yeah. And we know what that means, but it's too early in the morning for any of that nonsense.
Well, I won't be having any of those because for those that may or may not know, unfortunately, with the healing process, I am not able to partake in those things. So it's all good. I have found other ways to amuse myself, so it's all good.
Doing he amuses fine. Himself by amusing the rest of us, and I know Wendy's listening and probably agrees.
Oh, she, I'm sure, is ready to kill me at some point, but you know.
I do want to give a shout-out to Wendy. I was talking to my dad who listens to the show through the Civic Media app often, and he was saying, hey, Emmy, he calls me Emmy. Anyone can call me that if they want. Anyway, he said, hey, Emmy, I was listening the other day and it wasn't you. There was a lady on there. She kind of sounded like you. She's really funny. Great.
Yeah, it was
That's
great.
That's Wendy. Her and Dave have a great time together. You know, they're spouses, and so they have a good banter. But yes, Wendy, you are very funny, and we appreciate you. But I do want to keep my job sometimes, so I'm totally happy to have you sub me out, but not entirely.
It's always great when the two of you are on together, though. Yeah. That's the
Maybe
funny
we'll
part.
Maybe we'll sub you out sometimes, Dave.
Yeah, you never know. Well, Wendy is working on learning some of that stuff as well. But she, when you two were on the air with me that one day, I'm like, oh, great. I have my work wife and my real wife on here. What's the worst that could possibly happen? I think it would be a fun show.
You didn't get to talk very much. That was it. And a lot of the content was about teasing you, so that was also it, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot
Wendy's
of fun.
Great.
Yes,
she's
she is.
She's a superhero for sure. Super Wendy.
Yeah, we'll have to get her a cape as well and tights because she's amazing.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, I was looking at our calendar dates. There wasn't a whole lot in here as we were looking through what was happening today. So, I mean, again, Sauk County Fair underway today. There's going to be the polls tonight at 6:30, so stop on by for that. The beer stand will be open. There will be music in there starting at 9:30 in the Litcher Pavilion. That goes until 12:30 in the morning, Emily. I mean,
what? What?
Yes. I can't. Okay. Back when
That's
I was.
Insanity. I thought fairs end at like 10 p.m. What is going on? Oh my gosh.
When I was younger, I would be out there until 12:30 in the morning. And
no
there was.
Wonder.
Yes. And so then, you know, I mean, it was a pretty late night. I mean, and it's a lot of fun. And then you get to go to some of the concerts. I mean, they're going to have flat track ATV racing out
what?
There. Yeah.
Oh my God.
They have a rodeo out there.
I have no idea what I was getting myself into. This is. I'm so excited for tomorrow. I cannot wait. I was talking to the one and only Mike Y the other day, and he is just filled with information. He knows everything about everything. And he was telling me again, he said, you're going to have a great time. It's a big deal. I said, well, you're going to come down? He's going to come down on Thursday to do stuff for Rotary. But he was telling me, I said, well, you should come down and maybe I could see, you could see some music together. And he said, well, you know, I said, well, what is it end at 10 o'clock? And he said, oh no. So, I had a little hint that it went late, but I didn't know that.
Goes late. That happens tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. Sunday it wraps up by 5 o'clock, though. So,
well, yeah, people got to get some sleep and go back to work on Monday.
Right.
Come on.
I mean,
it's a long fair too.
It is, because it started yesterday, and so then things start to open up today, and then the rides start tomorrow, and all of that as well. So, I mean. It's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to this. As you can tell, this is probably one of my favorite times of year. I mean, we have been looking forward to this and talking about this for weeks on end. So, yes, looking forward to that. So, Emily, you'll be back with me tomorrow morning in studio again, 7:10 in the morning. It's great having you in studio. And so you'll be in studio tomorrow. And then I think, what, Thursday, maybe Friday.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you'll as much as I can be.
And then it's awesome having you in studio. And then you'll be at the fair with me tomorrow. So, again, broadcasting live starting tomorrow, 3 p.m. Dave and Emily in the morning and
the afternoon. It's going to be so fun. Please come and see us. We'd love to see your faces.
Yes. And you can get pictures taken with us. I'll try to remember to bring a Sharpie marker in case anyone wants an autograph as well. I'll do autographs.
Do all the things. I mean, I don't know how many people can fit in this circus wagon, but it'd be a neat little picture for to put up on our socials to have some fans in there with us. I don't know if we get to do that or not.
We can go outside the circus wagon. I mean, it could be interesting to see what people want autographed as well, but you never know. So I'll bring the Sharpie along too. So I did actually have someone ask for my autograph 2 years ago. When I was out there, when I was doing this part-time, someone said, hey, I need to get an autograph. And I said, oh, here's the man in the morning and all the folks from there. And they go, no, I want your autograph. I'm like, huh? I thought my coworkers were putting them up to this and it was a joke. So no, but we'll do autographs. We'll get pictures taken with you. Say hi again. You know, I say hi to us when we're out and about in public. We have no issues with that. We love talking with all of you. So looking forward to that. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
It's time to relax, enjoy some sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Natty Nation from 7 to 9. Critically acclaimed outfit Natty Nation is a collective of spiritual warriors. The group describes themselves as hard roots rock reggae because in addition to their honest and authentic roots reggae foundation, their embracing of soul, rock, and funk is undeniable. Sponsorship info at BaraboOConcerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's through the boys back home drinking Duro beers on a Friday.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Woohoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.